Hi, this is Grace. I studied abroad in Sorrento, and I'm with Jinmi and Adriana right now. I'm going to let them say hi.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
Hi, I'm Jinmi.
And my story does not take place in Sorrento, but during my fall break. So it was, I think, 12 days long, and I decided to go with two girls that don't go to Elon, and I thought I got along with them, keyword thought, before I went with them and spent the entirety of the first leg just with them. Mm. It felt as though sometimes they were ganging up on me. That's when we went to London, and then we then pivoted to Nice for a second instead of Paris. They decided they wanted to go to Paris instead of Nice because of the bed bug outbreak.
Oh,
during that, and they planned the entire thing before telling me. So I felt like I was kind of backed into a corner. And then, but when we were planning all of this, my uncle and aunt and their kids decided that they were coming to visit me during my fall break. They live in Indiana. So they are just really like world travelers. Like, their kids should not be traveling as young as they are. Mm-hmm. But like, because a 12-year-old is not going to appreciate going to Sorrento and like seeing the Giovanna and like going to Pompeii. But we did that. And on the last day, we went from London to Nice, and then we took a little break back in Sorrento so I could hang out with my family and kind of escape from those two girls. And on the last day, my uncle said, crazy question. Me and Bodhi, that's my cousin, the middle child, are thinking about going to an AC Milan Juventus game in Milan. Ooh. Do you want to join? And I played soccer from kindergarten all the way up to now. I play club soccer here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Cool. So we are a big soccer family. And that specific game, there was two players on AC Milan and two players on Juventus that are both from America. And that never happens in EuroLeague. So I was like, oh, I'm so down. And they're like, okay, it is insert date here, which was the last day of my spring break. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of had to pivot at the last minute because I wasn't going to stay in Sorrento for the last part of my fall break. I was supposed to be going to Mykonos.
Oh, no.
So, I was like, whatever. I'm going to make it there. They said that they paid for my ticket. They said I could stay with them. I just need to figure out how to get there. And I was like, I'm going to do this. So, with those two girls and two other girls that decided to join at the last minute, who I adore. So they made it a lot more fun at the end. Yeah. So we went to Athens for 2 days and then took a ferry, like a 2-hour ferry to Mykonos. And at that point, I'm starting to realize, oh, the Mykonos airport is kind of small. Oh, shoot. I'm waking up at 6 a.m. to get on a shuttle I have not booked yet.
Oh, God.
To get on an 8 o'clock flight to Milan. No, not even to Milan. Mykonos to Athens to Milan.
Okay.
And so I did my thing. I mean, I tried to enjoy Mykonos as much as I could, but I was so frazzled about the idea of trying to book a shuttle. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, the Airbnb, like, was like, scan this QR code for a shuttle, like sign up for a shuttle. And you know what? Was I probably scammed? Yes, because I scanned it, I paid for it, didn't get a confirmation notice, didn't get anything. And I was like, am I getting picked up? And so then the next morning I woke up at 5:30, walked to the center of Mykonos, waited, multiple cabs stopped by asking me if I was insert name here, and I was not. And then this big booming van comes and drives up to me and goes, Grace? And I went, I accidentally booked a party van.
Oh my God.
Wait,
it was just me.
All by yourself?
Yes, all by myself. At 6 in the morning, strobe lights, EDM bumping while at 6 a.m. going to the Mykonos airport. And I literally was texting my friends. They weren't awake, but I was like, you cannot believe what's going on right now.
That's so funny.
And I was like, this was also the first time I was flying by myself throughout the entire abroad experience. So I was like, oh my God. I already messed this up. Like, yeah. I mean, kind of like in a minor way. But then, so once I got to the Mykonos airport, in out, got to Athens, got to Milan, then put their Airbnb into the tracker and found a spot, found them, thank God, because I was still very overstimulated about the fact that I don't speak fluent Italian. I booked a party bus for myself. I just want to get to this game. So I got to my uncle's Airbnb and he said, okay, good. Glad that you got here. Good news, bad news. Which one do you want to hear first? Oh, and I said, okay, bad news. And he said, bad news, there was only one place in the entire stadium that had three seats. And I was like, okay, what's the good news? He goes, front row.
Oh, front,
front row, middle pitch of the AC Milan Juventus game. And we bird scootered there all the
That's
way.
Crazy.
And I have so many videos. It was so insane. Like, it was turned into like the best day ever. And I was so proud of myself for being able to get there. It was like a little mini reward that I didn't know that was coming.
Oh my God.
So yeah, and then the next day I traveled home. That was the first day of classes, so I obviously skipped those days. And it was totally worth it. Yeah. And so now I can say I've been on a party bus at 6 a.m. and I sat center field for an AC Milan Juventus game.
That's so cool.
Thanks.